This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tobinath, thank you very much. Welcome to a brand new year of WSMI Sports Saturday, the 3rd of January in 2015. The holiday tournaments are behind us, and a lot of holiday tournaments.
There was an awful lot of holiday tournaments and a lot of good basketball.
I came in one morning and printed off all the holiday tournaments to do this Follow on Sports. It was 27 pages of scores between the boys and girls holiday tournaments.
And you notice how many girls tournaments there are now for the holiday, for Christmas time? That's an impressive number.
The Nokomis boys might be the only team in the state not playing in a holiday tournament in some capacity. I wonder how many teams do not participate. Kyle might know.
Greenville and Pana girls don't participate as well. They played each other on the 30th, I believe.
But there's not many. There's not many, and I don't. And if you take Thanksgiving and you take Christmas time, those are the two busiest times of the year for basketball. Because once you get to the regionals, of course, you're losing teams every night because of the single elimination bracket. But it was a busy week.
We had a lot of fun at Carlinville. Ended up being two very entertaining championship games there. Congratulations to the Litchfield girls and the Gillespie boys champions at Carlinville.
Well, the Litchfield girls
didn't
surprise anybody by winning it, but boy, did they have a tough time winning it.
They were in trouble in that championship game, really, throughout the game. It was a heck of an effort by Carlinville, but in the end, that was one of those good, probably, character type of wins for Litchfield.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the first game that Litchfield has had been in single digits this year. Of their 15 previous wins, the closest had been 15 points against Nokomis, and then their lone loss was to Southwestern by 13. So that was really the closest game they've had all year.
And at some point, you do need to be tested with a close ball game. I mean, it's nice to win by double digits every night, but in the postseason, you're not going to be able to win by double digits every night.
Well, in theory, as you go along, every step you take, every game you survive, the competition is going to get just a bit better. Now, sometimes at the regional level, just because of geography, that's not necessarily true. But certainly, once you get to the sectional level, I think that is very, very true and is very evident. And you need to be tested. You need to have those kind of games. And, Litchfield is kind of muscled up their schedule a little bit this year with the addition of a couple other opponents that they haven't seen in the past. So, they're gunning for the postseason. I think definitely have their sights on doing something. So there's a lot of teams around, though, that we're in that girls basketball corridor, which is so terrific right across the midsection of the state, that it's going to be a tough ride for anybody.
Yeah, not much has changed this year compared to the last few. It's still very strong on the girls' side. On the boys' side of that Carnival tournament, Gillespie takes home the championship, and they're just a fun team to watch. I mean, that's really the best way to put it. Very entertaining.
Let me ask you, the Price boys, are they gunslingers, Tim?
That's probably a very good description of them. I mean,
not afraid to shoot.
Not at all.
That's kind of a lost art in basketball. In many respects, you got the look, and you're a good shooter. Boom, go, take the shot.
And they've got a great mix. I mean, they've got the big guy in Zinner at 6'5". Eli Fox kind of does all the unsung type of things. The dirty work, so to speak. The type of guy, if you don't have him on your team, you're thinking, well, who's going to do this job?
Well, he's the kind of guy that when he's gone, you're going to say, gee, that's the kind of guy we need on the team.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So, I mean, they really have just a perfect mix of talent, and they like each other. They play well together. So it'll be interesting to see
been together for a while.
On the home floor. On the pit.
I'm telling you.
Coming January.
If Gillespie can get to the championship game of that Macoupin County tournament, I think the home floor advantage is worth 10 points to a team. I really do.
They may need the 10 points.
But still, you go back over the history of the Macoupin County tournament, and when teams have hosted that tournament, now that it's a rotating situation, you'd be surprised the number of teams that host win it.
It's funny how it works out. Now, of course, Gillespie was supposed to host it last year, but the pit wasn't ready, so Bunker Hill moved up a year. Yeah. They're better this year than they were last year, so it's worked out quite nicely for the Miners.
Well, and for the Lady Miners as well. I mean, for the girls' team, I mean, they're a gritty little team. They've lost a lot of talent, but they don't make it easy. It's going to be an interesting Macoupin County tournament, and the pit, of course, is always a venue which
There's none quite
thank
like
God
it.
Thank God they didn't do away with
That's
it.
That's right.
You know, I personally like the Pit. I think it's a wonderful venue for basketball.
Absolutely. Keep it forever.
Oh, absolutely.
So a lot of our local teams were at Carlinville. Hillsboro, of course, was not. They had an interesting holiday week, Kyle.
Yeah, they were over in Williamsville. Drew a tough Pleasant Plains team the first game of the of that tournament in a 7-10 matchup, 16-team tournament, a lot of talent over there. Dylan Miller had a phenomenal tournament. They ended up finishing basically runner-up in the consolation bracket. They lost to Calvary by 4 in the final game. And so Miller had 32 points against Midwest Central. Just keeps rolling on. He's at almost 350 for the season, averaging 26 points a game. So not a bad little player.
Pretty good.
They're a fun team to watch, too. Besides Dylan, Cody Kalk and Kobe Lemon provide a little bit of a spark from the guard positions, and Stephen Fenske's had some really good games too. So they've been definitely a fun team to watch this year. How far they go in the postseason just depends on whether they get hot at the right time too. But they've been a really good team and a lot of fun to watch.
Isn't it funny? We've gone past the Thanksgiving tournaments, we've gone through the Christmas tournaments. Now we're talking postseason. I mean,
that's so but yeah.
It, you know, it's January, and before we know it, oh my God, where did the season go?
Well, girls' regionals are
a month away. Five weeks away. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say before you blank, and it'll be the Litchfield Invitational, and mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. regionals are right after that. So, but like I said, the Toppers had a decent season so far, and they're learning how to win in close games, and that's been important for them.
And again, the Topper schedule has been toughened up this year as well, which I think is great for the talent level that they have. And I know the expectations from Coach Vanzo were high. Mm-hmm. I think that the players expected to do well this year. And I think it's a good mix. I mean, you got to have the right mixture. You got to have, you know, the coaching and the players, but you got to have a little luck to go with it. And you know, I think the Toppers are getting a little bit of all that put together this year, and they're a fun team to watch. And Miller, he can really light up the gymnasium.
He kind of reminds me of Jim Edmonds. Which is an odd comparison to make, but he makes amazing plays look effortlessly easy. You know, sometimes, I mean, Dylan's not necessarily one of those kids that will just wow you with his, you know, he looks like he's making hard things look very easy. And Edmonds used to do that in center field for the Cardinals, but the way Dylan plays, you turn around and he's got 15 points and three blocks and mm-hmm. and 8 rebounds in the first half. So I mean, he really has the ability to take over a game.
And Kyle, you talk about his 26 points a game, but somebody that big defensively alters the game so much. When you've got a wingspan like his, you just can't do the normal things you do when you play against the Toppers.
Yeah, and 43 blocks on the season so far. But like you said, their schedule's been bulked up a little bit. I was talking to Ron Diebendurfer the other day, and he said, like, whenever they beat Reed Custer over at Illinois College, he said they wouldn't have won that game if they hadn't have played teams like Lakeview and mm-hmm. Al Raby earlier in the season at that Washington tournament. So, and they still have quite a few solid games left. They'll play in the Litchfield Invitational, which is bulked up again. Yep. I mean, they got Mountain Zion, Taylorville is coming over this year, and then they'll be at the Riverton Shootout on Valentine's Day. So
it'll be interesting to see how they do perform in that Litchfield Invitational. And I mean, that is historically is a very strong tournament, good mix of the small school, big school. If they could come out of there, if they could wind up like in the championship side of that bracket playing in the semifinals, that would be a really good sign.
Well, and last year, you know, I mean, they were in that group with Litchfield and Columbia, and it came down to free throw percentage basically because they had, you know, Litchfield beat Columbia and ended up in the ninth bracket because they lost to Hillsboro. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's – that tournament is one of my favorite events, and not just because three of my four teams that I cover are in it.
But that helps.
That it doesn't hurt any. Like you said, it's a very competitive tournament, and it'll be another good preparation for them for things to come.
The Lady Toppers over the holidays.
Yeah, they were in Riverton. Ended up fourth to a played a very good tournament. Ended up fourth, losing to Sherrard, which is up by the Quad Cities, and in the third place game, 39-37. Ran into a really good Tremont team in the semifinals, who I'm not sure if they ended up winning or not. They played Athens in the championship. I can't recall, but beat a good Riverton team, beat Sacred Heart Griffin's JV team pretty soundly by about 30 points. So Carly Cameron was all-tournament team there. So
one of those teams that as the season goes along – you start thinking about the postseason, you don't want to run into them.
No.
No.
They got so many pieces.
You just, yeah, they do. They've, and it's kind of like, just take a piece out and put another one in and you don't lose anything. And depth for a small school is terrific. And well, they've, Toppers have got it.
Say, Cameron's really stepped up into that place of Gretchen Hobby, who's now at Lincoln Land. And she's averaging 16 points a game and has been playing well, but Hillsboro has five other players that are, or four or five other players that are averaging 4 to 5 points a game. They play stifling defense.
And the thing I like about Hilltopper program, I don't care who they play.
Doesn't matter.
Throw anybody at us, we'll play you.
Well,
we don't care. They play a tough schedule going to Highland. I mean, that's, you know, the miniature state tournament there.
Well, and the other thing that they have going for them is you have Brett, who has coached a state championship team, and then you have Bob Allen as the assistant coach. So basically they have two head coaches, you know, that are able to – I mean, the things that one of them doesn't see, the other one does see and is able to emphasize that. While, I mean, it's a really good situation that, you know, they're just very well coached. They have a lot of ability, or, you know, they have a lot of ability, like you said, to be a team that goes in and maybe wins a couple games that they not necessarily should. Yeah. So,
well, I had them on the radio with Litchfield, and you know, that was a tough night for the Lady Toppers, but and Litchfield played very well that night, but you could see at that point that as this year goes along, these guys are just going to get better and better and better, and they're, you know.
Well, and with J.C. Holloman coming back too,
big from
her, and you know, she's, you know, player kind of like Katie DeLuca that can kind of do a little bit of everything, and just really has the ability to provide a spark. I mean, she provided a spark whenever she was injured off the bench. You know, she was probably the top, you know, cheerleader, for lack of a better word, to you know, while she was on the bench there. So I mean, she was into it as much as any of the players on the floor. So,
and of course, last year Litchfield beat them twice in the regular season and lost to them in the regional. So, so you don't want to play the Toppers come the postseason. Kyle Hirschman of the Journal News is in our WSMI studios this morning on Sports Saturday. Dennis Yokley is also in studio. The Buddy Bass Tournament is coming up, of course. We're going to be talking to Dennis about that. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment.
And at 9:19, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
Thank you, Tobin. Back on Sports Saturday. Fighting Illini basketball this afternoon, live at 1:30 here on FM 106 at Ohio State. And maybe they won't choke like dogs today.
Well, the big boys, they're playing the big boys now, so.
Just say the New Jersey Institute of Technology went into Michigan and got a win.
How about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois, not so much.
No.
Yeah. It went into overtime now. Come on.
They had a 13-point lead.
Okay,
Jim
never mind.
Harbaugh factor.
The Jim. Well, that's a real thing,
yeah,
though,
because
they announced him at that game. Fun. Right, had like a presser, took questions. You know, tickets skyrocketed in price.
Yeah,
the emotions were up.
Yeah. We'll see what they do today against Ohio State. There have been times though that they've played well against Ohio State, and then there have times they look like they just forgot about the entire game of basketball.
So. No, that's right. I mean, and they're probably still a year away from getting to that Big Ten level.
You know, one big guy in the middle would really help, and Igwu, he's a big guy, but he doesn't like to play the post
right,
so much.
Right, that's a problem.
And that does tend to be a little bit of a problem. Yeah.
So. To me, the loss of Michigan just says it's going to be a lot like the last 2 years. They're going to be right there. They're going to need to win a couple games in the Big Ten Conference Tournament to get into the the dance.
Sure. Yeah. And then basically, that's how I've been thinking all along.
Yeah,
and pretty much, you know, if they end up in the middle of the pack, it's going to be a pretty good season for the Illini. I think they're, like you, they're probably a year or two away. But Gross has got his guys in there now.
Well, he does. But New Jersey Institute of Technology got a win at Michigan.
Well, you know, it's always good to be hot one night.
It is.
And they were hot that night.
And it's basketball, and it is like that.
That's true.
It's not like
but
football.
But Michigan says, you know what, it's not going to make any difference. We're going to play on and you know, Big Ten Conference.
Right.
So
you want to talk choking like dogs. Did you see the Pittsburgh football team yesterday winning 31-6 in the fourth quarter and lost? They're winning by two touchdowns, 20 points with 3 minutes to go and lost?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's choking like a dog.
Well, and on the national stage there.
We covered two onside kicks. It was Houston.
Yeah.
Two onside kicks.
Yeah.
It was a 1.2% probability of winning the game or something. That's why they play the games.
That's right. So, you know,
a lot of betting tickets got shredded in Vegas on that one, guaranteed.
Oh, my God.
Someone was feeling real good.
Yeah.
Spent their money before it was over. And, what happened?
And somebody's probably got a big hurt on today. Just, you know. Yeah. So, that's the way the bowl games go.
Never know.
But at least the national semifinals have been played, and they are going to have a true bracketed champion.
How about that? That'd be good. And with the old system, the two teams that are playing for the championship would have been out.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have been the two teams in.
Would not have been the two teams playing. So
it's already worked, I guess.
Well, I think it has. I think it has. And I think it lends itself to an expansion.
Get out to eight teams.
To eight teams, yeah. Why not take the top eight? I think that's a great. I think it'd be great for college football, great for the TV package, great to build momentum. For the postseason. So
people care about it.
They do.
They will watch.
They do. They will watch. Absolutely. This is going to be. This
but
is huge.
They're student athletes, though, Terry.
Well,
they've got to go to class. And
yeah, but they still have money.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They spend money.
That's right.
You know, a money thing.
On the next ESPN money? 30 for 30.
Well. And you know, I think a lot of times the amount of money that's spent is rather absurd on some of the programs and how it's divvied up, but that's another subject for another time. So
it is.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later. So. We got Kyle Hirschman in studio. We also have Dennis Yokley in studio, and getting to be fishing time.
Dennis, is it fishing time?
It's always fishing time.
Now you're here to talk about the dinner and dance in Litchfield coming up here on January 17th for the Litchfield Bass Anglers. But be honest with me, have you ever been ice fishing before? Do you do that sort of thing?
No.
Okay.
I have not been ice fishing. I find enough trials in the regular season that I don't want to injure myself anymore.
It's kind of like not playing winter ball, right, if you're a major leaguer?
You know.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, Kyle was talking about it's easier to, you know, we're going to have chicken and fish, of course, at the dinner. And he said, well, it's easier to catch a chicken. And I said, well, you need to fish with me sometime.
Do you know any ice fishers?
Oh, I know several people that ice fish. But
what's the mentality of an ice fisher like? They just love, like, is it a fish, like, they just love fishing so much they have to do it all year round? Or is there something specific to ice fishing that...
Oh, it's you know, it's just totally different sport. You know, it's specific. It's, you know, some people like to duck hunt, some like to pheasant hunt. You know, it's all different species
so
and things.
So if you could be a great normal fisherman and not be able to catch anything,
how do you say normal and fisherman in the same sentence?
Does very carefully. Okay. Very carefully.
Okay. All right. Let's just verify.
How do you spell that?
Never mind. I have no idea.
So this is a fundraiser for the Bass Angler Club, correct?
Yes, this is an annual thing that they do. It's of course I'm involved in this as well. January 17th, 6 o'clock to midnight, Litchfield Community Center. Terry Hancock is our president, and he has tickets. We can contact Terry, and I will have tickets available, of course, at Roger Jennings. Or you can call Terry at 217-710-0255. And when you purchase a ticket, you get an automatic chance to win a 32-inch flat screen. Must be present to win that prize. There's going to be a numerous amount of different games and possibilities to win rods and reels and fishing lures. We're having a fishing lure tree, which I haven't seen that. We have a Plinko game. Everybody know how to Plinko game? That's all about.
Oh, yeah. And that's, Tobin knows all about Plinko.
I do.
Plinko. That's kind of what they call fishing when I'm doing it. They say I'm plink. No, it's plunking. I'm sorry.
That's Plunko.
Plunko, yeah.
So what's the cost of this, Dennis?
It is $20 for a single person, $35 per couple. And you can bring your own drinks, but draft beer and soda is included. Going to be multi-side dishes and desserts, chicken and fish. We're going to have a band called The Strugglers. And I thought when they said that meant I was going to be there because of the way I fish. But they said, no, you can't do that either.
Okay.
So I'm not involved in that part. So thank goodness for that.
Talk to us a little bit about the organization and what it's there for.
Well, Litchfield Bass Anglers, we fish kind of local lakes. We go down to Newton. We go to Jacksonville. We go to Springfield. It's just a group of really great guys, and we have one lady, lovely lady, that fishes with us, and her husband also fishes with us, and we travel to these different lakes, and it's a very competitive camaraderie, and it's just a really great time. We've got some new members coming on this year, and I'd like to invite everyone. This dinner is an open event. So anyone can come and join us and get to meet the members and pick up some prizes, hopefully, and it's always a really nice evening.
Dennis, what's the age of the people who belong to the club? Is there a big variance in age? Or?
Oh, yeah. We've, I'd say from 18 to 60. We got one old guy, he's like 65 or 6. Wait a minute, that's me. So I'm kind of the old guy right
elder,
now.
Elder statesman?
Elder statesman.
Oh, is that what they call you?
I guess that's what. Oh. Thank you, Kyle. No I appreciate problem. The help on that.
And Dennis, one thing, I'm on the planning commission for the county and the city that is underutilized, but it's a major asset to, especially Montgomery County, is the lakes. My word, we've got so many great lakes in this area that surround this area.
Yeah, we fish, we fish most of these, as long as we can put a boat with a motor on it. Of course, we fish Coffeen, which is a 25 horsepower limit, but a lot of the lakes are open horsepower, but limited speed. And, this is a group of people that, we enjoy being outside and having the camaraderie. And also, this is a precious resource, and we catch and release all these fish. Almost everybody catches and releases. If a fish does happen to die, we get some hot temperatures. We get a, hook that gets injured somehow, a fish that gets injured by a hook. And then we have guys that take those and they will, cook them and eat them. And so we don't just throw them back in the water dead or it's a precious resource. So we try to take care of the fish and go from there.
And one thing that kind of surprises me, and over the last few years, the High School Association has had the state bass tournament, but with the lakes we have around here, I don't think we have any schools.
Mount Olive.
Mount Olive's about the only one. Yeah,
they had one. That's something that I would like to see Hillsboro or Litchfield, either one. Mm-hmm. You definitely get a team.
And the state finals were at Carlisle Lake, I believe.
I believe they were. Yeah, I think they were.
And
thunderstormed out one weekend and had to be postponed.
And they've had regionals at Coffeen.
Yeah.
So or sectionals or whatever they do for that.
Hugely popular, and we've talked with Matt Trilhoff from the IHSA before, and he is just as surprised as anybody on how huge this bass tournament has become for the high school kids.
Well, it's a nationwide. I forget what the numbers are, but the amount of money fishing that's spent on fishing, boats, equipment, it's just phenomenal. It's in the billions of dollars a year that goes out to this thing. I mean, you know, Cabela's, Bass Pro, I mean, these stores aren't there just because they want to build a building and have a lot of fishing stuff. They sell a lot of stuff.
I just wish the ISSHA knew what they were doing. You know, just wish they knew what they were doing. It's
right.
Not doing enough.
That's right.
It's not doing
That's
enough.
Right. Open those books up.
That's right.
Let's
Come
see
on.
What you're doing.
Come on. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more in a moment. Back on WSMI Sports Saturday, Fighting Illini basketball coming up 1:30 this afternoon from Ohio State here on WSMI FM 106.
And coming up tonight at Nokomis, they're going to make the presentation from the Arrowhead Open, which is what replaced the MTXE play day. So I get to be part of that tonight and looking forward to it. And
yeah, if you're going, wear gray.
Gray out.
Yeah.
So. Gray out?
Yeah. So they're encouraging. Well, you know, a lot of teams have blackouts. A lot of teams have whiteouts.
We're going to have an off-white out.
Just throw all your laundry
together,
and you know, and let's see how it turns out. Right.
Well, I mean, and that Arrowhead Open, you know, just from talking to the people that put it on, I think they had a very successful first year, and I think it's going to be a really good fundraiser in the future.
Hugely successful first year.
Yeah, the Raymond version was very
successful. The Panhandle version was very successful as well. Yeah, they raised I think $25,000, and you know. To be able to get that to the kids for athletic supplies and Scholastic Bowl and stuff like that, that's pretty impressive. So
it's always been a staggering dollar amount that has come out when it was MTXE,
you know,
and even now the solo.
You know, and
operations.
The Panhandle people, of course, they lost Chad Langheim, the principal, and the family made huge donation. It may not be that much every year, but the first year it ended up being 25. So, but you know, I think. With the support that these communities have, these school districts have, it's something that's going to be hugely successful year in and year out. And it was hot this year.
Yeah. we played in – I had the pleasure of playing in the Lincolnwood version, the team play day. Mm-hmm. And this year a friend of mine has found golfknickers.com. So we will be going for the best dressed.
Okay.
Myself and the esteemed principal of Lincolnwood High School, Kendall Elvidge, Travis Matthews, and Neil Waghoff.
So. Oh my God!
Now you should totally combine like the golf knickers with the old school like news reporter thing. You
That's
got
That's not a bad idea. I don't know if I can wear suspenders and knickers.
You should try.
I'm pretty daring with my fashion choices, but I'm not sure if I can pull that off.
Always on the edge,
Kyle. We have seen some orange and black high Argyle socks, though.
That, really?
Yeah, that are just shouting my name. So, and hopefully we're really hoping this year's a better year for our team. We didn't finish last, which was our goal, but Kendall sheared off four heads off his irons. So.
In what, 18 holes?
In 18 holes.
That's impressive.
In reality, I don't think he made it all 18 holes. I think this was done about 13.
I mean, I've been known to toss a club or two in my day, but that's pretty good.
He didn't. The funny thing is, he didn't do it in anger. I don't want to give the esteemed principal.
One of them had to be in anger.
No. One of them almost hit me.
Was he in wooden shafted clubs?
I think they were in his attic. And just the moisture.
Rust.
Yeah.
Was eating him from the inside out.
In the words of Jeff Bridges from Big Lebowski, you're obviously not a golfer. So it was a great experience. And
see, what you don't realize is Kendall's very competitive.
Yeah, yeah,
extremely competitive.
He got less competitive as the day went on, as we all did. But.
But that was for some other reason.
Because his clubs were very, very sad at some point. You know, I believe he has one of the shafts of his irons hanging up in his office. So
the dude abides.
But indeed, a great event. You know, the Arrowhead Open also, like I said, both those programs are, you know, very close to. To my heart, like I said, I'd like to see them both succeed as much as possible. So,
and they've got great people at the lower level, you know, or at the
organizational
level, running these things, and they do a great job. In fact, they're working on it already. I mean, it's not one of these things that 2 weeks before you say, well, let's have a golf tournament. No, this is a year-round thing. So
that's amazing. I guess all these events really are, you know, year-round things. It's easy to lose sight of that, no matter whether – I mean, Dennis, you're well aware of this. I mean, as soon as one event is over, it's time to start planning – for the next one. It doesn't just magically put itself together.
No, it does not. It takes a lot of people.
A lot of work.
A lot of work.
A lot of work.
And you thought you were retired, man.
I need to get the definition. I haven't looked that up in the dictionary, but it's different than what I thought.
Yeah.
But you're busy. You're doing more things. Busier.
But it's fun. It's all good. And, you know, the community's been absolutely wonderful to me and it's the dealership. It's phenomenal. It's just wonderful.
You spoke of the camaraderie with the fisher, with the people that fish.
Right.
That's sometimes we don't understand the level of commitment there and how close you guys become.
Yeah. Well, it's like any other sport. You know, everybody's very competitive that actively fishes a lot of these tournaments, and you know you watch the scores and you see where you're at, and you just hate it. You know that guy, you're having a great day, and if you're having a great day, you know everybody's catching a lot of fish. And every once in a while you get a surprise and you're the only guy that had a great day. That's what I call my lucky winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
I usually have one of those in a row. But it's just a really the camaraderie's just really good, and we have a lot of laughs and a lot of harassment to each other and tease about knocking the fish off and, you know, maybe bribe the guy in the back of the boat. Hey, when you get that guy's, you know, get that net out, just make sure it's got a hole in it, you know. So we have a lot of fun with all that stuff.
Well, you are a fisherman. I mean.
Absolutely.
Just a little bit of fibbing.
And nothing I've said has been an untruth.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a fisherman code.
I'm completely honest when I tell you that everything I say is a lie.
Wow.
There you go.
And I always believed in
the ultimate conundrum.
Believed in the sports show too.
Oh no! That was mistake number one. That was mistake number one.
Oh my gosh! You got to bring your boots in once in a while.
Once in a while, just keep them on.
Okay, we just put them in the corner.
That's right. Leave them right here.
That's right. Well, Denny, if somebody's interested in attending this dinner and dance coming up on the 17th. Terry Hancock is one person to contact. Do you have tickets as well?
Yes, I'll have tickets, and we'd like to get as many of these sold prior to the banquet and dance. Once again, it's open to the public. The food will be fantastic. Going to be a lot of activities. There's going to be a 50-50 drawing, multiple door prizes. I see here. One place it says a 32-inch flat screen, and the other one says a 40-inch flat screen. So I guess it's kind of like measuring fish. Somebody's got the wrong ruler out again.
It's
but
between
anyway,
a 32 and a 40-inch.
We're going to give away. We're going to give away a television set anyway.
36-inch.
Yeah,
call it even.
Yeah.
And it'll be a really fun and an active evening and. If anybody's interested, we'd love to have people join. You don't have to have a boat. We have boaters, non-boaters, and that's really been great. We've had some young people join us, and it's always fun to watch and help. And I'll tell you what, some of these young guys, teach an old dog a new trick, some of these guys are pretty neat. It happened to me a couple years ago, first tournament of the year. I go out with this new kid. He wins a tournament and I blank. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
And
you haven't had him in the same boat since, have you?
I don't know that we fished again together, but it's a drawing thing, nothing bad. He's a great guy and his dad fishes in the tournament. So we have several father and son. And once again, we draw for partners. So you don't just fish. It's not a buddy thing in the club. And it's just a great fun time, and of course you draw out with somebody and go, oh, not again, we just have a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
I'm curious, you've been fishing obviously a long time. So many things, we gauge it by the technological advancement. You're like, boy, technologically that's completely different than it was. like fishing wise, like obviously poles have gotten better, baits have improved, but is there like a one piece of like technology that has really changed like fishing maybe over the last 15, 20 years?
I think the best thing that I have that I use is I use a fluorocarbon line, and I think fluorocarbon to me, that's all I use. It's a little more expensive, but you know, I got faith in it, and it's just like they always kid me and say, what color green pumpkin did you throw today, Dennis? If, you know, if I'd win the tournament, get lucky again, you know, what color green pumpkin did you throw? Because, you know, we get into this confidence bait and confidence line, and, you know, it's just like anything else. There's a favorite bat, a favorite glove.
Sure.
There's something that you have confidence when you're out there with, and you know, some days it just doesn't work at all, and other days, you know, you can go from hero to zero, zero to hero in like one tournament, you know. Mm-hmm. But the fluorocarbon is I think wonderful.
It's good to know that they've found a way to use fluorocarbons safely, because that's what used to be in aerosol cans, and they took that stuff out, but they made fishing line out of it.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Brighter idea, better idea.
Is there a worse feeling for a fisherman to have a big fish and have your line snap?
That's pretty brutal. The only other worse feeling is when the guy in the back of the boat's going to help you and he knocks a fish off. Now, that's,
thanks, pal.
That's almost a free ticket for a free swim. But unfortunately, a lot of those guys are bigger than me, so we haven't had that happen in my boat.
Dennis Yokley joining us in our
Deb Specialized almost like a Three
Studios.
Stooges episode, right?
I've seen some of that activity. Usually just two, though, on a boat.
Oh, okay.
Two Stooges.
That's more than enough. We got four in here. We need a break. We're back in a moment.
Trust Teamwork Rehab.
QSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. For Tobin, Terry, I'm Tim. Sports Saturday is done.